Couldn't. Good morning, MGTOW man. At the moment, we've got a huge amount of storm cloud coming, thunderstorms coming over. And this is a sort of short range lightning detector, so what the weather radars do is they show water going up and down and up and down and round inside the clouds way up in the atmosphere, but they don't actually indicate rainfall proper, you know. And so what this is, I think AM radio has been basically phased out in Australia, you know. And what this is, because I like to research things so I know about things, so I can go, well, how do I get a lightning detector happening without throwing thousands of dollars at it? And, you know, just to have it fucking working, just, here we go, $5 at the opportunity shop, you know. Well, lightning is an open sort of, it's basically a huge spark. And the most sensitive area of the AM radio is down in the lowest fucking frequencies. Yeah, because a lightning strike is there's a strike going from the ground up to the fucking clouds, and then there's the discharge coming down from the clouds through that leader, you know. And so what you do is you get an AM radio, you tune it to the lowest possible fucking settings. And when a lightning storm is within, say, 30 to 50 k's, you'll hear tzz, tzz. It's more like a crackle, it's not like a zzz. But it's, yeah, it's like a, so there's that sits quietly in the corner. And when lightning strikes are happening within, say, 30 to 50 k's, I can look at the weather radar and see what's going to come past, like just kind of pass over the top, you know what I mean? Or if it's going to go to the north or the south, you know, or east or west, you know. So that's a handy little thing to know. Basically, for two reasons. Out in bumfuck nowhere, if your telecommunications go, you're sort of fucked, you know. And it's a lot easier to unplug, switch everything off and just unplug it and wait for the storms to finish or pass over, you know. Because if you take all the accumulated property, it's a lot easier to just to switch everything off and disconnect it and all that sort of stuff. That takes like, what, 2 minutes, you know? Well, it's a lot cheaper than replacing the computer, replacing the fucking printer, replacing the refrigerator and chest freezer and fucking, what do they call, washing machine, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of effort to set aside that money, and then it takes a lot of effort to go and get it. You know, and that's like a lot of fucking money. And you can't sort of, I could have just not fucked it up by simply unplugging it. It's like 2 minutes to unplug everything and 2 minutes after all the storms have gone and 2 minutes to plug it all back in and switch it on. You know what I mean? It's, I can't earn like $1,000 in for 4 minutes work, you know. It's like, but anyway, guys, that's one of those little things. So, yeah, I'll just add some other video to this and you can see what's going on. Thank you. Good morning, Mee Chow Man. We'll jack the volume up a bit, the recording volume. Yeah, here we have the last... I always sort of get on people's cases. You've got to get it right. You know, you've got to have a minimum sort of standard of correctness. And this is the third time I've done this bit. Well, here we have a cyclone over here. Because I forgot the mouse the last time. Here's another cyclone going on over here. Here's a huge storm building up. It's just sucking all the hot tropical moist air up into the atmosphere. It's cold at night and so the air's shooting up into the fucking upper atmosphere. And here's a fucking huge cyclone, you know, this is building, this is kind of maturing and sort of, and that one's growing, you know. So we'll put it all into motion. So magic, magic, magic. Yeah. And what we have here is we have a front coming down from here. And we have a big front moving in. And originally this was a sort of a band of... These two cyclones, this one and this one, are heading westward, and usually they boil up around here, and they move inland, you know, and then fizz out and just dump heaps of rain, which causes, usually comes down across Australia at about a 45 degrees, and just dumps fucking heaps of rain, you know. And so today we've not got that, and... So this front is sort of moving in here and it's squeezing half of it back up to there, which that's where I think that storm is building from. It probably might blow out to sea and become another cyclone. And this area here is blowing down and across, you know. So if we change the image type to infrared plus Z her, that's temperature related. So when the air moves into the cyclone, it swirls around and goes up into the fucking upper atmosphere where it hits the really cold air kind of halfway to space and cools down and then sprays back around all over the place, you know. It's quite spectacular. So, you got the red is the green, looks like fairly violent sort of storm activity because there's a lot of, you know, the red is minus 70 degrees, the yellow is minus 80, the grey is minus 90, and the very, very dark blue is minus 100. So that shit's really going right up into the fucking upper atmosphere, you know. And so because it's so hot down at the sea level and so humid, these giant sort of conveyors are just pumping heaps of water up into the upper atmosphere. The trouble is they can generate huge amounts of fucking rain, you know. Just absolutely enormous amounts. And so what I'm concerned about is the lightning. So you can get storm clouds because of the capacity of air to rise. I mean, I've flown aircraft and I've seen that thing where you'll get, you know, at a certain time in the morning, you know, there'll be all the moist, very saturated sort of air at ground level, all the night moisture is settled down on the ground, and if it's such a nice warm spring day, the air, as it heats up, it'll rise, the humidity will go from absolutely crystal clear air for you know, unlimited sort of visibility, and in the space of it, like an hour, half an hour or whatever, the visibility, because there's so much moisture in the air and it's starting to turn into little cold little particles, you know, sort of like a very fucking low density sort of fog, your visibility can go down to 5 or 10 or 20 k's in 10, 15, 20 minutes, because the warm air will, you know, if it rises at, I don't know, I'm going to have to sort of make this up, but if it rises at, say, 100 feet a minute, 10 minutes, that's 1,000 feet, you know, 20 minutes, it's 2,000 feet, you know, you're in the fucking, what's going to keep rising up and eventually form, you know, thunderstorms and clouds and shit, you know. So, you know, it's, and the piss off with this stuff is that, like, you know, you can see these clouds. Got to zoom in and wait for the high detail to move in, you know. And we'll slow this right down. But you can see, well, it's a little bit late in all this storm event sort of stuff, but you'll see there'll be absolutely no sort of cloud, and then the hot air with all the moisture in it will rise, and that'll create a lot of turbulence, you know, hot air, cold air, rising and falling rainfall, and a huge static charge will build up, and that'll give you your thunderstorms, you know, your lightning and shit. And there's a whole plague of them coming sort of south, heading south and sort of east across Victoria, and that's not the size of the lightning strikes, that's the intensity, the amount of recorded strikes per minute or for every 10 minutes or something within a given location, you know. And that just tells you, you know, what's coming. And you know, that's the lightning detection. And this is a weather radar, and this is a place called Rainbow, which is in the middle of fucking nowhere. But you can see that there's all these towns through this area, and you can see these doesn't designate the lightning strikes and doesn't designate rainfall. It just records the sort of the storm intensity and the amount of air, water moving through the atmosphere up and down and up and down inside the cloud, or that and falling rain, or sort of, you know, a steady sort of cloud and a lot of falling rain, you know. You got to remember that the earth is curved and spherical, and you know, having radars that sort of can go over the horizon, and you know, it's a bit hard to sort of say, well, here's the radar here, you know, here's the radar here, But, you know, you can detect the storm activity by the amount of moisture, rain moving through the atmosphere, but you can't actually see under the clouds to see, you know, what's actually landing on the ground, you know. So, yeah, it's all exciting stuff. And because these kinds of clouds can just, they can just, you know, depending on the weather and temperature and, you know, wind speed and all this sort of shit, they can go from, you know, they really can go from not being there at all in a very nice, clear, sort of, clearish sort of sky to being a monster fucking, you know, thunderstorm, you know, 50, 100 k's across in a matter of an hour, hour and a half, you know. So you just got to watch out for them. All right, guys, well, I think that's about enough, so I'll call this a night.